Hi friends and dear teachers, as part of the Radio Day Week celebrations, I am presenting a podcast where now I am in a conversation with a senior manager working in a Dubai government organization engaged into activities related to environmental protection and sustainability. This would be a wonderful opportunity to get to know his opinions directly on the subject. So without any further delay, we step straight on into the conversation. So sir, could you kindly introduce yourself?
Hi Neil. First of all, thank you Neil for inviting me to this conversation and podcast on environmental protection and sustainability. I am Dr. Shankar Babu. I work as a coastal engineering specialist in the coastal environment section, which is under the environmental department of Dubai Municipality. The environmental department of Dubai Municipality is overall responsible for safeguarding the environment and regulation activities across Dubai. However, before I dwell further into the subject and about my activities pertaining to environmental protection and sustainability, why don't you introduce yourself, Neil, and tell us more about your activities pertaining to environmental protection and sustainability.
Okay, sir. I'm Neil, and I'm a grade 6 student in Dubai Scholars Private School. I'm keen on contributing towards the environmental protection and sustainability front with a keen interest towards protection of oceans and marine life. In fact, my ambition is to become a marine scientist and biologist. Environmental protection and sustainability is all about acting and behaving responsibly and interacting with the planet to maintain natural resources and not jeopardize the ability for future generations to meet their need. I know environmental protection and sustainability is a widely spoken subject over the past few years and is growing in importance every single day. Greta Thunberg is a young Swedish environmental activist who has been recently nominated for Nobel Peace Prize this year. And this just accentuates the importance that this topic has been given on the international stage. From the UAE's perspective, I would like to mention that UAE has pretty harsh climatic conditions, and hence it is very important to preserve natural resources, water in particular. Also, it is important to increase the green patch across UAE, and that too on a sustainable basis. Over the past year, UAE has launched campaigns to plant 1 million trees in line with the said objectives. When it comes to planting trees in the UAE, it is important to plant indigenous trees, which can withstand the harsh climate of the UAE and the scarcity of water. Another important factor in the UAE, I would personally think, is the real estate and construction. It is a very important industry here in UAE, and it would have severe impact on the environment. The real estate waste needs to be managed well. The water and electricity consumption to be optimized. UAE has recently been leading the way in GCC and MENA region, particularly with increased numbers of buildings which are rated sustainable and green. And these numbers are ever increasing. This is a good norm set as an example by UAE, and other countries in the region should follow this example. I personally collected over 2,000 kgs of paper, over 200 kgs of recyclable plastic bottles, and 100 kgs of glass last year in 2020 under a UAE government-led initiative, and was awarded with an opportunity to plant 5 trees in my name here in the UAE. I've also participated in various United Nations programs and webinars on topics and activities related to environmental protection and sustainability. This was a brief introduction about myself and my activities in line with environmental protection and sustainability. So, sir, since you are a coastal engineering specialist of the coastal environmental section of the Dubai Municipality, I would like to direct some questions to you. Your opinions, I'm sure, would immensely benefit me and the listeners of this podcast. To begin with, dear sir, could you kindly introduce yourself for the benefit of our audience? Also, on what role do you do pertaining to environmental protection and sustainability?
Yes, Neil. As I mentioned before, I am Dr. Shankar Babu, working as Coastal Engineering Specialist at the Coastal Environment Section, Environmental Department of Dubai Municipality. The Environmental Department of Dubai Municipality is responsible for safeguarding the environment and regulating the developmental activities in the Emirate of Dubai. The Coastal Environmental Section where I'm working is particularly responsible for regulating the construction activities in the coastal zone and sustainable management of the coastal environment here in the Emirate of Dubai.
So, sir, why is it important to protect our oceans and ocean coasts?
Neil, see, oceans cannot be looked at in isolation. When we talk about environmental protection, we need to look at the whole picture, the land and the oceans. So from that perspective, which is the ecological balance perspective, yes, oceans and ocean coasts are important. They are also important when we look at from the livelihood perspective as well. Oceans and ocean coasts are important even in some of the major industries, whether it is fishing, shipping, energy, water, tourism, name it, and you have oceans playing direct or indirect role in all of these industries. And hence, protection of ocean and ocean coasts around the world becomes important.
Biggest challenges that the world faces these days for protecting their oceans? Has there been a change in the challenges due to the COVID-19 virus?
Pollution from anthropogenic sources like effluent discharges, marine transport, offshore reclamation, apart from climate change, I believe are the biggest challenges in protecting our oceans. Post-COVID, I believe, apart from the reasons which are also a threat, I also feel single-use plastics are yet another big challenge, especially post-COVID.
What are the Dubai-specific challenges concerning protection of oceans and the coastal ecosystems?
Rapid urbanization and climate change are some of the pressing challenges that Dubai is facing currently, along with other countries of the world. Dubai has limited water resources and depends mainly on desalination of seawater to meet its clean water needs. The rapid increase of population has resulted in a huge demand, especially from private households, agriculture, and industries. As a matter of fact, Dubai has one of the highest per capita water consumption. When you talk about rapid urbanization in Dubai, Dubai has been witnessing increased demand of waterfront living. And this has resulted in several man-made islands that have been constructed across Dubai's coastline. And that can be seen from the fact that Dubai's coastline, which was a mere 72 kilometers, has increased to a staggering 400 kilometers after the construction of these man-made islands as on date. While the last section of these islands still are uninhabited, the pace of expansion of these activities has undeniably caused stress on the marine environment, like direct habitat destruction from land reclamation projects, cool water discharges, things like that.
What is climate change? And could you please elaborate on the consequences of climate change on Dubai's coastal environment?
See, in the context of United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, climate change is defined as a change mainly caused due to higher levels of greenhouse gas emission, which could be as a result of human activities and also natural climate changes. Sea level rise and extreme weather events are results of climate change. Between 1993 and 2010, the sea levels rose around 19 centimeters, which is an average of 1.7 millimeters per year. And going by this trend, IPCC, which is an Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, they estimate that the sea levels could rise anywhere between 26 and 82 centimeters, depending on the future emission of greenhouse gases. Now, this number is a number which is now closely monitored by the international community. Even though it also should be noted that the Arabian Gulf, the sea level rise is around 10% lower than the global average. Now, with the sea levels rising and the coastal flooding, the low-lying areas, of course, will be under a direct threat. The man-made islands of Dubai, however, which have been designed by the coastal engineers, is with an allowance for future sea level rise, and is at least unlikely to be severely impacted by the extreme weather events. In line with the UAE's international and national commitment towards addressing climate change, Dubai's climate change adaptation strategy was developed by Dubai Municipality under the direction of Dubai Executive Council. This is the first step in aligning and enhancing the adaptation measures undertaken by the Emirate of Dubai to the climate change.
That Dubai is taking to ensure protection of its oceans and to ensure that its oceans, life, biodiversity, both species and habitat are sustainable?
UAE is a signatory to key international agreements related to biodiversity protection, conservation, environmental controls, climate change mitigation and sustainable development. UAE and Dubai, through several strategic plans, target sustainability and sustainable development. For example, the National Climate Change Plan of 2050, National Biodiversity Strategy, Green Economy for Sustainable Development, and the UAE Green Agenda of 2030, things like that. Through these above-mentioned strategic plans, as I mentioned earlier, UAE and Dubai are working towards development and implementation of long-term conservation and monitoring of natural conservation areas and identification of fish protection zones and ecological corridors to achieve environmental resilience.
Since Dubai embraces technology in every sector, what according to you are the latest technologies used in the segment of environmental protection and sustainability?
You are right, Neil, when you say that Dubai embraces technology in every sector. Yes, Dubai has been a pioneer in adaptation of latest technologies, also in the environmental protection sustainability segment. For example, you have the renewable energy, that is solar park by Deva, the green building by my own organization, that is Dubai Municipality, and sustainable mobility by RTA, things like that. Now, I also would like to highlight that there is the Dubai Coastal Zone Monitoring Program, which is an early warning marine forecast system developed using state-of-the-art numerical models. The forecast system, this covers the entire Arabian Gulf and provides a 3-day forecast of winds, waves, currents, water levels, temperature and salinity, which automatically issues early warnings in events of high waves. The forecast system benefits several categories of users like the recreational users, fishing, commercial craft operators, and also the Dubai police.
Dear listeners, with that, we end our discussion on environmental protection and sustainability with specific focus on protection of oceans and ocean coasts in Dubai, which is of great importance to Dubai. Thank you, sir, for your kind input and your time.
Thank you, Neil, and I enjoyed this podcast a lot. And from what I heard on this podcast, I must say that you are doing a great work. At this young age, you have achieved a lot already as far as environmental protection and sustainability is concerned. I just hope you keep up this good work, and I also hope that there are a lot more Neils out there to ensure that our continuing and ongoing efforts in protecting the environment is taken forward by a competent young generation. And of course, thank you for inviting me for this podcast. Thank you, Neil.
So thank you, listeners. Hope you all enjoyed the conversation and have benefited from the opinions and inputs of Dr. Shankar. Thank you.